This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we get this. We've had the murderer. We knew the murderer was going to come. The left knew the murderer was going to come. We were sympathetic to the attack. And then the anti-right spokesman started their ineffective proposals again to disarm people who didn't do it. They want to fill our opinions at a time when we feel empty, because we're all wanting to have answers. This is Cloud and Piven right down the middle. If only we had background checks and outlawed silencers, and we had magazine restrictions and closed the non-existent gun show loophole. If only we made hotels into gun-free zones and outlawed assault weapons. None of those would change a thing. It would actually be sort of simple and nice if it actually did. Then there would be answers in the world. But the murderer passed the background checks and didn't use a silencer and had plenty of ammunition and time to reload. And he bought his guns legally, and the hotel was already a gun-free zone where the good guys were disarmed. And the murderer used a semi-automatic firearm of a type that has been in existence for over 60 years. And if we had implemented all of those proposals, this murder would have happened anyway. Then we have the recently attempted mass murder at a Tennessee church. That would have happened with these proposals in place. Even the attack at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, the most recent similar event, would have happened anyway. So why do the anti-rights advocates come up with these ineffective proposals, since nothing they propose would change the outcome? And that answer is inside of me. It's inside of you. It's inside of us. Most of us are not used to horrific violence. And that's a good thing, but it leaves us unprepared to deal with real violence when it happens. And violence leaves us groping for answers, and we feel out of control, and the anti-rights advocates say they know the way to peace after they tell us to kill all the NRA members. Their proposals are irrational. But we are not rational in a time of grief. We're going to cling to any suggestion that sounds good, and we will cling to nonsense as long as it pretends to make sense in a world that we begin to believe is truly uncontrollable. Now, here's what we do know that would work to deter the next mass murderer. You could put shatterproof plastic films on hotel glass windows, and this is the same solution recommended for schools and churches. We could have mental health treatment that actually does more than prescribe pills. Mental health treatment has become a prescription industry. There's no more, tell me your childhoods. I mean, you can go find a therapist if you want to, but they're going to prescribe to you literally a book of prescriptions. I've been with a family member to one of these guys before, and they write the same prescriptions every month. And if you go get them all, no wonder some of these people have a veritable small pharmacy of their own. Arming security guards and arming citizens would help, since the murderer killed himself as soon as he was confronted. That doesn't make horrific violence easier to deal with. You never want it to be easy to deal with. Never, ever, ever. But they might. This might would prevent the next mass murder. But true to form, just like the guy at, in Aura, just like the guy at the Clackamas Mall, just like Adam Lanza, just like Klebold and Harris, just like the Virginia Tech shooter, as soon as somebody was closing, getting close with them, they killed themselves. Brett Stevens, he's one of the resident, quote-unquote, conservatives in New York. And I would call him a New York City conservative, okay? Not a conservative. Because he says, I've never understood the conservative fetish for the Second Amendment like it's some sort of a sexual picadillo. And then he proceeds to prove that. And he didn't do, you know, it wasn't a rigorous job he took on. It's barely a column so much as a brusque list of ill-considered assertions that do nothing to grapple with the many arguments to their contrary. He asserts confidently that more guns mean more murder, and he bases that on a single flawed study that is contradicted both by numerous others and by the recent experience of similar nations. He asserts there are fewer justifiable homicides than there are accidents with guns, and that therefore more guns mean less safety, but seems not to have considered that one does not have to commit a justifiable homicide to deter a crime. And at least 100,000, and as many as 3 million deter crimes each year without firing a shot, and that many would-be criminals will avoid even attempting a transgression out of fear that their victim might be armed. Then he decides to recruit no less than James Madison to his side, proposing that the author of the Constitution himself would conclude that the private ownership of firearms should be prohibited in the modern world, or at least almost prohibited, for throughout the piece he seems unsure as to quite what he would like to result in his repeal to be. Now, if he just thought about this yesterday, it's hard to see what would be different with his essay, because it is very... It's very, very much just a facade of a column. The logical jump at the heart of his case is an astounding one. He concedes that the gun control crowd is a hapless bunch, unable to get even modest measures through Congress, and he concedes that this is because voters know that the Democrats are only paying lip service to the Second Amendment, and they don't trust them around the edges. And then he submits that these same people should switch their focus to an all-right repeal. So, if you put it another way, he argues that the people who can't get anything because voters think they want everything should now move to the most extreme position available. How that would work in practice, he does not take the time to explain. How a movement that can't get to 50% would win two-thirds of Congress and three-quarters of the states is left to the imagination. Why, given his own concessions, the attempt would represent anything less than widespread political suicide is also left unaddressed. But instead, we got a pep talk. The NRA is popular and the left are ignorant and dishonest and untrusted. But all great endeavors are hard, and that's why gay marriage or something, I don't know. And he's not a stupid man, and nor is he unaware of the reach of tyrannies have enjoyed. And on the contrary, he's often a welcome voice in the fight for liberty of all people. But when he blithely evokes Madison in a way that Madison never, ever, ever thought that he would be invoked at all. And Madison could not have imagined the future, but that in truth is to say that he could not have imagined how right he would prove to be. Power and ambition and human nature, these are constants, not variables. They knew it. The founders knew it. Those men were incredible to have considered what they considered. So, any of you that read Mr. Stevens' little column in the New York Times and you're sitting there saying, oh no, a conservative wants to repeal the Second Amendment. No, no. He doesn't know what he wants. Just as you were. It's okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, for the first time in a long time since this election, this is the first event of this type to occur since the election. And now people are beginning to really get what happens every time one of these things happen. And they're beginning to believe, hey, I've seen this 1,000 times. They see it on Twitter and in print and on the air. The Democrat politicians and the progressive activists try to name and shame conservatives, especially politicians who offer thoughts and prayers in the aftermath of a mass shooting. Your job isn't to pray, they argue. Your job is to legislate. Your job is to fix the problem. I don't want to pick on Kirsten Powers because she's brave and right on many vital issues and also a thoughtful and kind person even when she's wrong. But she wrote a piece in the Washington Post that's almost the perfect representation of the mindset. Calling out her Christian brothers and sisters specifically, she says there's something deeply hypocritical about praying for a problem you are unwilling to resolve. And she continues, for those of us who identify as Christians, it's particularly painful to watch elected officials use their Christian faith to attempt to spiritualize mass murder, while their inaction leads to people traumatized, maimed, disabled, or dead. Mass shootings are not acts of God. They're not natural disasters. We know they are preventable because no other country lives with this kind of madness. But what, pray tell, is the action that will end mass shootings? And here she comes up empty. She refers to other countries, but the only concrete proposal she offers not only would not have stopped the Las Vegas shooting, as she admits, they're also misleading. The so-called gun show loophole applies only to private sales between citizens of the same state, not to all gun show sales or to all internet sales. If you buy a gun from a licensed dealer, the dealer is required by law, the Brady law, the law that Clinton signed, they're required by law to run the background check to determine if you're eligible to buy it. And Powers isn't the only gun control advocate to come up empty on the vital question of how to end mass shootings. During his presidential campaign, Senator Marco Rubio made waves when he declared, none of the major shootings that have occurred in this country over the last few months or years that have outraged us would gun laws have prevented them. There was a big outcry. Then the Washington Post fact-checked his claim, and oh my goodness, they determined that he was right. They analyzed each recent mass shooting, found that shooters either gained their weapons legally, under laws that would not change, or defied existing laws. And their conclusion, this is certainly a depressing chronicle of death and tragedy. But Rubio's statement stands up to scrutiny, at least for the recent past, as he framed it. Notably, three of the mass shootings took place in California, which already has strong gun laws, including a ban on certain weapons and high-capacity magazines. Then there's Leah Labresco. She reached a similar conclusion. After looking at all kinds of data, she took a look at the gun control more broadly and concluded that modern proposals did nothing for the people who actually suffer. People who commit suicide, victims of regular street crime, and women killed in domestic violence situations. She began her work on gun control, broadly supporter of all the popular ones, and then she ended up in a different place. She said, by the time we published our project, I didn't believe in many of the interventions I've heard politicians tout. I was still anti-gun, at least from the point of view of most gun owners. And I don't want a gun in my home, and I think the risk outweighs the benefits, but I can't endorse policies that whose only selling point is that gun owners hate them. Policies that often seem as if they were drafted by people who have encountered guns only as a figure in a briefing book or an image in the news. And that's exactly right. And she goes further, noting that there are important ways to combat gun violence that don't involve more gun control. And there we have a vital point, one that Powers and other gun control advocates miss. Refusing support ineffectual gun control policy isn't the same thing as doing nothing. Second Amendment advocates have a host of ideas for combating gun crimes and limiting gun deaths, including ideas that might actually prevent mass shootings. They could encourage their businesses to open their premises to armed customers. They could allow weapons on college campuses and permitting qualified and trained teachers to carry weapons in schools. Give everybody a chance in a would-be massacre. And when men and women have that chance, they can stop a killer in his tracks. Like the concealed carry permit holder in Nashville. He attacked the shooter without a gun. He wounded the shooter with his own gun. Then he went and got his gun from his car. and held the injured attacker at bay until the police arrived. And there's a whole host of ways to dramatically decrease gun violence while still protecting the Second Amendment. How do we know that? Well, we've been doing it for a quarter century. At the same time that legislatures across the country have been loosening gun laws, Americans have purchased an unprecedented number of guns, and millions of citizens have obtained permits, and violent crime has plunged. And it did that while people bought millions more guns. 59% more. 56%. And it may be simplistic to say that that is responsible for the decline in crime, but it's awfully coincidental. Conservatives ask whether changes in police tactics have produced negative results. They also ask, are existing gun laws unenforced, permitting criminals to obtain guns in defiance of the law? Are more people committing suicide? Conservatives seek creative ways to preserve families and strengthen the spiritual institutions that provide the most vital and better, most vital intervention in troubled lives. Is a mass shooter inspired by jihad? Conservatives try to extinguish the terrorist entity that inspires the violence. So, conservatives offer prayers and policies. It is false to claim that thoughts and prayers that they throw up, that they're throwing up their arms and saying that's all they can do. They offer multiple potential remedies, but without promising that no person can guarantee that any set of them will stop an evil person hell-bent on mass murder. So, let's throw this back to you, left. If you reject thoughts and prayers in favor of so-called common-sense gun control policies that won't stop either the Las Vegas shooting or any other mass shooting in the recent past, I'd ask you, do something actually constructive. Maybe you should start praying. Because prayer does help. I've been the recipient of prayer. I know it does help. But your policies are not going to help. You know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. That's going to be problematic as time goes on. Oh, yeah. There are real things we can do, and none of them have to take away your rights. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. All of this that they're doing right now is talking, and we saw all of this in the election running up, all the talk that was going on, the inevitability of Clinton, the, you know, Trump had a 30% chance of winning, all this other stuff. All of that talk is cheap. Persuading Americans to surrender their rights is going to be very expensive. It's going to be very, very difficult, and it's going to be very, very time-consuming. Coming from comedian Rob Delaney, who I've never heard of. I may have seen him, but I don't know who he is. He says, "The NRA and the politicians they own must know this." Thomas Jefferson quote. "The Second Amendment is a boy's coat," and he used a obscenity to describe what kind of boy's coat. Now, for ease of viewing, the quote is, "I am not an advocate for frequent changes in laws and constitutions, but laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind. As that becomes more developed, more enlightened, and as new discoveries are made, new truths discovered, and manners and opinions change, with the change of circumstances, institutions must advance also to keep pace with the times. We might as well require a man to wear still the coat which fitted him when a boy, as civilized society to remain ever under the regimen of their barbarous ancestors." We should be absolutely clear about what Delaney's arguing here. He is agreeing with Jefferson that laws and institutions must go hand in hand with the progress of the human mind, and contending that progress suggests that the individual right to keep and bear arms is now counterproductive, and concluding that it is time, therefore, to make a change in law and constitution. So, in other words, to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, this is not currently the expressed mainstream position of the American left, because if they come out with it, especially with an election year hanging in, they know all of these Republicans are going to beat them in the head with it. So it's not the one that is openly argued. But it is a reasonably popular one in social media, and it has strong support within the more leftward-leaning parts of the political commentariat. And it is often implied by the casual manner to which progressives such as Obama refer to Australia and other heavily regulated nations, and it enjoys indirect approval from around one quarter of the American public. So when the likes of Rob Delaney and Bill Maher and Keith Ellison say that we need to get rid of the Second Amendment, they're not speaking in a vacuum, but reflecting the views of a small but vocal portion of the American population. And they mean it. That being so, here's the million-dollar question. I want to know, what the hell are you guys waiting for? Go on, chaps, bloody well do it, as the Brits would say. Seriously, try it. Start the process. Stop whining about it on Twitter and on HBO and at the Daily Kos. Stop playing with some of the Thomas Jefferson quote you found on Google. Stop jumping on the news cycle and watching the retweets and viral shares rack up. This is more than, there's more to this than social media, what you would have to do. So go out there and begin the movement in earnest. Don't fall back on excuses. Don't play Chip Mott and Bailey games. And don't pretend that you're okay with the Second Amendment in theory, but you're just appalled by the Heller decision. You're not. Heller recognized what was obvious to the amendment's drafters, to the people who debated it, and to the jurists of their era and beyond, that the right of the people means right of the people, as it does everywhere else in the Bill of Rights and in common law that preceded it. A Second Amendment without the supposedly pernicious Heller interpretation wouldn't be any impediment to regulation at all. It would be a dead letter. It would be an effective repeal. It would be the end of the right itself. And it would be exactly what you guys want. So man up. Put a plan together and take those words out of the Constitution. It'll be tough explaining to suburban families that their established conception of American liberty is wrong. You might even suffer at the polls because of that. But that's what it's going to take. And this is going to involve hard work. You just can't sit online and preen to those who already agree with you. We've seen how many of those there are. Nope. Instead, you will have to go around the state, traveling and preaching until the soles of your shoes are as thin as paper. You're going to have to lobby Congress over and over and over again. You'll have to make ads and shake hands and twist arms and cut deals and suffer all the slings and arrows that's going to be thrown in your direction. You're going to have to tell anybody who will listen to you that they need to support you, that if they disagree, they're childish and beholden to the gun lobby, that they don't care about children and that their reverence to the founders is mistaken, that they have blood on their damn hands and they want to own firearms only because, well, they're compensating, right? And they're not real men. And remember, That works even against the women, right? And you can't do this half-stepping. You're not going out there to tell these people that you want reform or that enough is enough. You're going there to solicit their support for removing one of the articles within the Bill of Rights. And make no mistake, it's going to be very unpleasant. It'll be unpleasant when you stroll into Pittsburgh or Youngstown or Pueblo and you tell the blue-collar Democrat after blue-collar Democrat that he only has his guns because he's not well endowed as he'd like to be. It'll be tough explaining to suburban families that their established conception is wrong. You're not going to get what you want. So, do it. Start now. You can, you'll get that, all of that good content on NPR and all that other stuff. As anybody with a passing understanding of the constitutional system knows, repealing the Second Amendment won't in and of itself lead to the end of gun ownership in America. What it will do, it will free up the federal government to regulate the area should it wish to do so. Then you'll have to craft laws that bring about change. Think of them as modern Volstead acts. And you'll need to get them past the opposition. And if the federal government doesn't immediately go to the whole hog, you'll need to replicate your efforts in the states, 45 of which have their own constitutional protections against that. Maybe New Jersey and California will go quietly. Idaho won't. Louisiana won't. Kentucky won't. Maine won't. You'll need to pursue those sovereignties, not to sue and drag their heels, but to do what's right, as defined by you. And this won't involve vague talk of holding national conversations and doing something and fighting back against the NRA. It'll mean to all sorts of groups, unions, churches, PTAs, political meetings, bowling leagues, and telling them not that you want common sense reforms, but that you want their guns, as in Australia or Britain or Japan. Republicans aren't going to help in this, so you'll have to commandeer the Democratic Party to do that, and that means you'll need their presidential candidates on board. That means you'll need to make full abolition the stated policy of the Senate and House caucuses. That means you'll need the state parties to sign pledges as promising not to back away if it gets tough. And if they won't, you'll need to start a third party and accept all that entails. And when you're done with that and your vision is inked onto parchment, then you're going to have to enforce it. Not in that namby-pamby, oh, we really don't want to fund it way that prohibition was enforced. I mean to enforce it with force. When Australia took its decision to do something, they owned between 2 and 3 million guns. They only got 1/5 of that. So this is a country of 330 million people spread out across 3.8 million square miles. And if we know one thing about American people, it's that they're not going to go quietly into the night. But the government has to have their guns. It has to. The Second Amendment's got to go. You're going to need a plan. A state by county, a state by state, county by county, street by street, door to door plan. And you need to do it now. Go do it now. No promises as to how we're going to react. But that's not your concern. Go at it. Don't wait any longer. Go. I'll see you out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Here we go!
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, we're ignored by the Republicans for two prominent reasons. Money and political factionalism have marginalized us. They would rather oppose Trump than support the grassroots. And most Republicans are in it for the money. And the Republican leadership certainly is. And today, gun owners have to speak up if they want to move their agenda forward. Now, this wasn't the case last year. Before the election, they were asking gun owners for help. Republican candidates say they needed control of Congress to block anti-rights legislation. Gun owners needed to help give them a majority in Congress. Republicans said they needed the Senate to pass pro-rights legislation. So we gave them the Senate. We called, we put out yard signs, we knocked on our neighbors' doors, we gave Republicans the White House, too. But there we ran into a problem. We're useful during the election, gun owners are. But now when they're in office and they have power, they don't care what we want. The reason is simple. Only the median voter has to be courted by competing political parties, the swing voter, if you will. The right to self-defense used to be supported by both parties. And that changed a few years ago when Democrat leaders took money from anti-gun billionaires. They campaigned as if honest gun owners were their enemy, and today gun owners are no longer considered a swing vote that could go to either party. They're not competing for the gun vote, so gun owners can be largely ignored by Republicans and Democrats alike. They decided that alienating us won't cost them many votes. In contrast, Trump pursued gun owners during his campaign. And the Republican leadership wants to thwart his agenda and to break that relationship between us and Trump, or Trumpism. The Republican leadership hates President Trump because Trump threatens to restrict the kickbacks and campaign donations that drives Washington politics. This is not some degree of hyperbole or anything. This is what They've proven themselves to be corrupt. The Republican leadership decided that ignoring gun owners might cost them a few election visits, but it won't cost them much campaign cash. And so they looked at their bottom line and they went for the money. And the solution is fairly straightforward. We have to change the leadership in the House and in the Senate. We have to remove incumbent politicians until they listen again. Very useful rule of thumb in politics, never vote for an unsuccessful incumbent. All politicians must deliver or be driven from office. Don't vote for the devil you know. Tell your elected representatives that you expect action on your interests and you won't accept excuses. And that's why you have a phone. Right? So it may be time to use it. More questions and answers concerning this guy in Las Vegas. How did he get that many weapons into his room without being noticed? He did it with a luggage cart and 10 suitcases over 3 days' time. Number two, how did he fire off that many rounds without training? We used to send monkeys into space, and they would flip the switch. And who's to say he didn't have any practice? How was he able to kill that many people in such a short time? Well, he had 11 minutes firing at an enhanced semi-automatic rate into a crowd of people that had no idea where that was coming from until the very end. Why did he have so many weapons? Well, he was a psychopath. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo, he said it the best way, no ma'am, I can't get into the mind of the psychopath at this point. Second, he probably thought he would be there for an extended period of time, perhaps thought he would heat up one or more guns, or maybe he wasn't good at changing magazines. And again, the first answer is always a fit, because he was a psychopath. How did he get his hands on fully automatic weapons? Well, he didn't. He didn't get his hands on any of them. He had, they're saying slide fire devices on 12 of his firearms, which make them sound like a slower version of a full auto. It doesn't sound like a full auto to me. It's way too slow. How about, how was he able to remove a window with 800 pounds of hurricane glass without training? Hammer? How did he get up 32 floors with 400 pounds of equipment with an elevator and that luggage cart I talked about earlier? What about the sounds of gunfire coming from other directions? That was an echo. How does one man come to own $100,000 worth of weapons without being noticed? Well, he bought about $2.5 per month for 12 months, and he was rich. As far as we know right now, all guns were purchased legally over a period of time from multiple vendors. Every dealer and serious collector at a gun show has that many or more. I mean, they have hundreds is what it boils down to. And they're not psychopathic mass murderer types. Then, how is it possible that he killed injured so many in such a short time without training? Well, he was able to fire uninhibited. And we don't know how many rounds he actually fired into a massive crowd where he couldn't miss hitting something. We know that he did an equation. That was a piece of paper they found on the table. He did an equation to figure out where he had to aim and where the round was going to land in that equation at that distance. There's also a very good chance that of these people that were injured, that some of those injuries didn't happen from gunfire, but from the panic that ensued. But considering the rate of fire and the mass of the crowd, it's not unreasonable to think that 50 to 70% of the rounds hit something. What gun laws could have prevented this? Well, none. What about laws preventing mentally ill people from getting firearms? How do you accurately measure another's current mental stability or future propensity to become a psychopath among the group of every potential firearm purchaser? You have to fill out a form. You have to swipe your card. You don't have to go through the Blade Runner void comp test to get one. What about the unidentified and unverified woman who told the crowd that a lot of people were going to die? There's two possible answers. It was all made up or she was drunk. What about the shots coming from the other floors? Well, that was a building all made out of glass, so there's probably some reflections, some strobe lights. They want to know where in these locations was glass broken, where in those locations were reports of gunfire from adjacent rooms. How did this mysterious shooter so quickly How did these mysterious shooters so quickly police up all their brass and keep the fire alarms from going off with all the smoke? How did he manage to record a video of himself? In a tripod, I've got three of them sitting right here. But here's the question. How do hundreds of law enforcement officers secretly conspire to cover up evidence in one of the nation's worst modern massacres? What's the motivation for that? Would conspiracy advocates be satisfied when they see video evidence of the shooter by himself committing the act and ending it by putting a gun in his mouth? In the meantime, while we're all sitting here debating whether this happened or that happened, we're having to fight these guys, these gun grabbers, who are going to try to capitalize on a high percentage of people that are low-info voters that don't know. All of this story will come out in time. It will reveal itself in time, and then we will know. It doesn't change, it doesn't detract from the fact that these people want to take our guns away from us. They want to control us. They want to control us. They want to control us. They want single payer. And, you know, that's the thing. We have to understand what their end goal is. This incident that happened was horrific. It will be horrific. There will be another one, and it will be worse. And then there'll be another one after that, and it will be worse. And they will keep on coming. And we will never be able to stop fighting in our lifetime. But it's worth it, isn't it? Back again in 21 hours. Between now and this, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.